Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, November 20th. I'm reading from the Easy English Version. We're in Micah 6 today. Yesterday and the day before, we were in Amos's book. Remember, Amos was trying to help us to think about what our purpose is in life. Is it to seek our own pleasure only, or is it to be about the life which looks to help others flourish? You know the right answer on that one. Well, today in Micah chapter 6, we also are seeing God bring against his people a sort of argument in a courtroom scene. God brings a case against Israel because they aren't upholding justice in the land. We're going to read verses 1 through 8 today. In verses 1 through 5, God makes his argument or his case, and then the people respond in 6 and 7. And then in verse 8, God gives his requirement, what he calls the people of Israel and us to be and to do. Micah chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, God accuses his people. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up. Explain why you think you're not guilty. Let the mountains and the hills hear what you have to say. Mountains and strong foundations of the earth, you should also listen to me. I, the Lord, am accusing my people. Israel's people have turned against me. That is why I argue against them. My people, what bad things have I done to you? How have I given you trouble? Answer me. I brought you out of Egypt. I rescued you from the place where you have been slaves. I sent Moses to lead you as well as Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember how King Balak of Moab wanted to hurt you? And remember how Beor's son Balaam answered him? Remember also how you traveled from Shittim to Gilgal. If you think about these things, you will agree that I, the Lord, have done good things for you. When I come and meet the Lord, what offering should I bring with me? I bend down low to worship him, the mighty God. Should I bring young cows that are 1 year old to make burnt offerings to him? Perhaps he will accept a gift of 1,000 male sheep, or 10,000 rivers of olive oil. I have turned against God. Should I offer to God my firstborn son to pay for my sin? If I give my own child to him as a sacrifice, will that be enough to pay for my sin? No, the Lord has told each of you what is good. He has shown you how he wants you to live. You must do what is right and fair. You must always be kind to one another, and you must be careful to obey your God. You might recognize this verse in a different version. Let me read it for you in the NIV. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Who does God call us to be, and what does he call us to do? Well, he wants us to be a people who are submissive to him, who act justly and love pouring out mercy, and those who walk in humility with him. I was reminded this week that you never know what is behind someone's eyes, what they're wrestling with, the expectations that they live under, and the fears that creep in. And so my encouragement for us today is mercy, mercy, mercy. As we have received it from the Lord, may we then share it with the people around us. As we end today, I want to be praying for the people in our fellowship whose last names start with M. Will you pray with me? Holy Father, God above, God of the heavens, and also the one who came down to the earth, we thank you for your presence with us. We pray, Lord Jesus, asking that you would continue by your Spirit to give us your fruit. And would you forgive us, O Lord, for the times when we have failed you, the things that we have left undone, and the attitudes of our hearts which are not in line with your Spirit and your love. Help us to act justly, to love being merciful, and to walk in step with your Spirit. And we pray that on behalf of all of these whose names we lift to you even now. Mandy, Mapes, Marable, Martin, Martin Curley, Marty, Matsos, Malden, McCabe, McCain, McCombs, McCoy, McCurry, McDaniel, McDonald, McGee, McGinnis, McIlvain, McLaughlin, McLeod, McMillan, McVeigh, McWhorter, Mears, Meganson, Merrill, Michaels, Micklick, Miller, Milling, Milton, Mitchell, Mobies, Moffett, Moeller, Monroe, Montgomery, Moon, Moore, Morris, Mosley, Moss, and Moats. We lift these names to you, O Lord. Bless and keep our brothers and sisters and remind them of your presence with them today. Through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.